Chapter 7 Escape. When Susan Calvin returned from hyperbase, Alfred Lanning was waiting for her. The old man never spoke about his age, but everyone knew it to be over 75. Yet his mind was keen. And if he had finally allowed himself to be made Director Emeritus of Research, with Bogert as acting director, it did not prevent him from appearing in his office daily.
"How close are they to the hyperatomic drive?" he asked.
"I don't know," she replied irritably. "I didn't ask."
"I wish they'd hurry, because if they don't, Consolidated might beat them to it, and beat us to it as well."
"Consolidated? What have they got to do with it?"
"Well, we're not the only ones with calculating machines. Ours may be positronic, but that doesn't mean they're better. Robertson is calling a big meeting about it tomorrow. He's been waiting for you to come back."
Robertson, of U.S. Robot and Mechanical Men Corporation, son of the founder, pointed his lean nose at his general manager, and his Adam's apple jumped as he said,
"You start now. Let's get this straight."
The general manager did so with alacrity. "Here's the deal now, Chief. Consolidated Robots approached us a month ago with a funny sort of proposition. They brought about 5 tons of figures, equations, all that sort of stuff. It was a problem, see, and they wanted an answer from the brain. The terms were as follows." He ticked them off on thick fingers. $100,000 for us if there is no solution, and we can tell them the missing factors. $200,000 if there is a solution, plus costs of construction of the machine involved, plus quarter interest in all profits derived therefrom. The problem concerns the development of an interstellar engine." Robertson frowned, and his lean figure stiffened.
"Despite the fact that they have a thinking machine of their own, right?"
"Exactly what makes the whole proposition a foul ball, Chief. Lever, take it from there."
Abe Lever looked up from the far end of the conference table and smoothed his stubbled chin with a faint rasping sound. He smiled.
"It's this way, sir. Consolidated had a thinking machine. It's broken."
"What?"
Robertson half rose.
"That's right. Broken. It's kaput. Nobody knows why, but I got hold of some pretty interesting guesses. Like, for instance, that they asked it to give them an interstellar engine with the same set of information they came to us with, and that it cracked their machine wide open. It's scrap. Just scrap now."